The importance of managing weeds in tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Steve Herring is a PhD student at UC Davis working on cover crops as part of an integrated pest management approach in orchard crops. And he said seed banks are a good place to start.
Soil seed banks, I mean, I think it's pretty important for all kinds of cropping systems to think about how the weeds are coming back every year, like how they are staying and infesting our cropping systems. And for the most part, that's happening as soil seed banks. Seeds are coming up, they're stored in the soil every year, and they are just able to emerge. So keeping seeds from entering that seed bank is an important way to manage weeds in future years. And I think especially here in California with the way that winter rains come on, like obviously we're in that season right now, and a lot of growers are thinking about how, you know, winter rains are bringing up a new crop of weeds more or less.
And he said that's true in all cropping systems, not just tree nut orchards.
I think it's pretty interesting in orchards that we also have a lot of perennial weeds, which aren't necessarily producing seeds every single year. And they're coming up, they're emerging from other kinds of plant organs, basically. So there's a whole extra layer of complexity in orchards with perennial plant species.
That's Steve Herring, a PhD student, UC Davis. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.